you like what you see?
Look at my tits! Look at them!
Or do you want to bet on a dude fucking an alligator? Money plane.
You're listening to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, a co-production from the Super Network and Pop4D, with host Super Marcy.
They literally just let these kittens run around the house.
The terrible Australian bee Jemine.
She wanted a pipe, but this is not what she was referring to.
Professor Science Batch.
Because I'm Canadian, I eat poutine, okay? It's a thing.
And Trash Panda Colin.
Yeah, North Hole. North Hole's like your mouth.
Featuring Craven the Hunter.
Hey, it's Craven! Everybody loves Craven!
And Louise Lasser.
Did somebody say Louise Lasser?
This podcast is intended for mature audiences as it may contain explicit language.
This is not the pussy you can just off to, bro.
This is the closest this nerd will ever get to pussy.
Adult themes.
Get your weird Louise Lasser Toby the Ghost port out of here.
So if you're just mega rich, you can just have your own cereal.
And potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
For more information, see the show notes. Visit supermarcy.com for more. Show your support and access exclusive posts at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Now to our feature presentation.
Listen!
Would you like to touch what you see?
You know something? Dreams really do come true.
Oh, look out!
Operator, I am begging you! This is a real emergency! What's the matter with you?
Good day, everybody. This is Colin, and welcome to the Tubi Tuesdays podcast, the number one Tubi podcast. Hosted by two Australians, one Canadian, and one American. I did pretty well. I got
You're doing it. Keep going, buddy.
All right.
You're doing
so,
it.
Anyway, we're here on episode 148 of the Tubi Tuesday podcast, and it's my pick because that's why I'm introducing, and it's my pick. Mm-hmm. Also with us today is one of our Australian co-hosts, the lovely Marcy. How are you, Marcy?
Hello,
Marcy. I was
very good introducing, Colin.
I'm doing all right. I'm getting better. You're doing well. Thank you. I'm getting a little better. I'm not used to the fucking introducing things. Anyway, awesome. I'm ready for this movie today. Secondly, we have our second Australian. The one and only who likes to plug all of his shit every second we get. We have the lovely Bead Jemine. How are you, sir? I can't hear him because
I can't hear Bead.
I can't hear Bead. Did he mute himself?
Did you mute yourself?
Okay, can you hear me now? Sorry.
Yes, we can.
I didn't fuck the intro up this time.
No, you didn't.
It was Bade that did it.
I know. How are you?
Anyways, not too bad. Under the weather, as you can probably tell from my voice. So a little bit under the weather, but other than that, I'm doing as well as expected. So
good. Drink some tea, put some honey in it, smoke some weed. You'll feel a lot better, I promise.
Okay, I'll try. Even though I don't have weed or honey in the house, but I'll work on it.
Come on, you gotta get your life together, sir. Come on.
Well, that
I don't
is
have
true.
Weed in the house either. So,
oh good.
And lastly, our Canadian brother from another mother. How are you doing, Batch?
All hail your tribal Keith. Acknowledge me.
I acknowledge my tribal Keith.
Lighters up.
I don't
have a lighter.
Keith.
I got a phone.
I didn't even know where my phone
Good
went.
Day.
Hello
you
there.
Killed it. 10 out of 10 intro, Colin. 10 out of 10.
Definitely.
Hell yeah.
And
our American, me, Colin.
Yes.
Perfect.
Well, it's nice to see you both back after missing, one and a half missing the episode last time, which was
I heard it was a bomb-ass episode that I missed with the fucking, with the people fucking on the moon or some shit. Wasn't that what happened?
Colin, it was the most booby fair movie we've done so far this year, and you weren't even there to experience it.
And I love titties. Were any of them pierced?
I think I finally purged my computer out of all of Craven's Eurovision viruses that he's infested my machine with.
Dude, thank God. I couldn't stand that shit anymore.
Let's hope it's working.
Yeah, exactly.
But, Colin, since it is your episode for this week, what movie are we doing for this
week? I'm so glad you asked. And the tribal chief acknowledged, I acknowledged him, and he acknowledged this movie. So I'm pretty stoked about this movie. I love Kevin Smith, like everybody knows. We're going to do Jane and Silent Bob reboot today. So that should be fun, guys. I'm excited.
Yeah, technically, it's part of the rules because it's the middle of the franchise. We do the first of the VSQ. Is this our first VSQ actual film? We did Kill the Hunters before.
Yeah, we done. This is our second Kevin Smith film, but our first VSQ film.
Yes.
Yes. I'm excited about this. I love VSQ.
I saw this in theaters.
I did too. And I'm going to tell you, I was a little disappointed when I fucking saw it. I love this movie now as a fan of Kevin Smith, but. When I first saw it, I was like, listen here, Kevin.
Listen
here. We can't be having this fanfare movie. But now that I've seen it a million times, it's phenomenal. So I'm glad Tubi got it. So let's go, Kevin. Keep releasing your movies. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember it really well. So I saw it when it came out. And that was the last time I saw it.
Well, indeed. Well, Marcy, Bede. Batch, Colin, Mersh, Freddie, are you guys ready to smoke some fucking snoochie boochies and fucking watch some Jane Silent Bob reboot?
Yeah. Oh, yes. Hell yeah.
Let's fucking go. Sorry. You do the rules. I don't like
Mrs. Batch is actually rolling the snoochie boochies herself, actually, outside this window right now.
Well, before we do, we got to lay down the ground rules as per usual. For our listeners out there, all you need to do is look up the film Jay and Silent Bob Reboot. If it is playing on Tubi in your part of the world, but it is playing on Tubi US, so for our American listeners, it's easy to find there, but it is also streaming on other services and on DVD and Blu-ray as well. So when I count down from five and say go, that's when you played the movie, and then that way our audio commentary will be in sync with the film. However, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads on occasion. So if an ad does pop up, Batch will play this sound effect.
You're looking at the real deal now.
Oh, yeah. And then and then once the ad is finished, Batch will play another sound effect. And we'll also
or any sound effects.
Yeah.
Exactly. And Batch will make sure... But we'll make sure to give a timestamp as well. So that way we stay in sync with the film. However, if you're not interested in watching Jay and Silent Bob reboot, first of all, how fucking dare
you. How dare you, sir?
How dare you?
Dare you?
I still reckon this will be a fun listen to regardless. So Marcy, Batch, Colin, Mersh, Tamario, Ghostalini, Luis Lasser, Craven, Baby Craven, all the rest of them, are you ready to get rebooted? With Jay and Silent Bob reboot.
Sure, let's go.
And Snooch. The rest of them.
Alrighty. Snooch. Snooch to the motherfucking nooch. Let's do this in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
That was a quick countdown, but sure, let's go.
Yes.
Da-na. I'm like.
This is called Lionsgate, but that was a horse in the sky.
That was a horse.
Or was it a lion? I don't know.
Mersh, that was a horse.
I wasn't paying that much attention to the thing.
Indeed.
So, this film studio also made the Power Rangers.
Indeed.
All damn. You motherfuckers are gonna pay.
That was the first one. That's not this one.
I don't give a shit. Just use that. Use that for the fucking... Yeah. Just use it.
Indeed. we could have had a claymation version of Jack.
I would have watched a claymation version and been quite happy, to be fair.
Did you guys watch the cartoon Groovy Movie?
Of course I did, yeah.
No.
It's
That's something we could do for this show, too.
Yeah, funny. But although I am a little disappointed that it wasn't done in the same style as the animation for the Clerks animated series.
Oh yeah, 100%. We should do that. For
why is bad driving?
Why is bad driving?
How could that be?
I really want to open a shop called Cock Smoker.
Yes.
And it's not what you'd think it would be.
Dante, rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Dante. RIP, bro. I can't do that movie, guys.
Oh! They're reenacting the original ending of Clerks. Oh, wait, no, it's not.
Wasn't he meant to be dead by then?
Yeah,
I know. What? I like how the fact that basically in the over 25 years when this movie was the first Clerks movie was made, the quick stop still looks exactly the same.
Well, only the inside burned down, so it was never the outside.
Coming soon.
Coming soon. Chicken.
Oh, it's David Dastmalchian.
It is.
I love him.
I think this movie out cameos the first one.
Oh yeah.
100%.
And I love the fact that basically, like, ever since Kevin Smith had his heart attack, he basically was like, oh, it's easy to get everyone to come on this movie when you've had a heart attack.
Hey, yeah, why aren't we getting a ton of fucking people on this podcast then?
Well, you gotta leverage the heart attack, Colin.
Exactly.
Well, I can only do so much.
No. Hucky fair.
Pull up your fucking pants, sir.
Call back to Clerks too.
I wish they had the strike back on here. I would have done that.
Mm. Yeah, but to be fair, Colin, like I said to be fair and nobody said anything.
Oh, to be fair.
we were distracted by Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard not to be.
Did I tell you that Gots and I are going to become hetero life mates for real in America?
Hell yeah.
That's a thing?
Yeah. We can get married legally and be hetero life mates.
Oh.
I knew it.
Well, we're only doing it to split bills. Shit's expensive, you know?
Oh, hi, Justin Long.
Oh, it's Justin Long playing his cat. "Quote unquote" character from Zack and Miri Make a Porno.
I thought he was playing the walrus.
I mean, that's in a different universe, Marcy.
Yeah. Come on.
So this confirms Zack and Miri is the same universe as this universe.
Well, yes. But also, I think the reason why, like, the character in this film, from what I've heard, isn't named is because technically, the Weinsteins own.
Yeah.
Zack and Miri, so basically, and that character as well. So they basically don't name the character in this film. So, but it's essentially is the exact same character.
Yeah, but why does he actually look like a walrus?
Because Justin Long.
Yes, exactly. And Justin Long is the new Ben Affleck because he's been in every. Kevin Smith movie since Zack and Miri.
Truth.
How come that's not on Tubi?
Jerry and Executioner. Oh, it's Joe Manganiello. It's Deadshot. Or is it Deathstroke? Sorry, I get those two characters.
Yeah, no, I think he was meant to be Deathstroke.
Yes.
Did he actually have free time between playing D&D to film a cameo?
And divorcing Savoy Vargara?
Yes. Mm.
And the fact he didn't come straight to me for his next wife, I'm so disappointed.
I'll be happy to be Sofia Vergara's next husband if she wants for you to be.
She's got a great big D&D table now.
Mm.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie, I'm a lawyer in court.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh, isn't that sexy Justin Long? Oh my gosh. I loved him in Dodgeball.
Yeah, why isn't that on Tubi? I mean, unless it is, I haven't seen it though.
Yes. Although everything's on Tubi now, essentially. Yeah. Now, since this basically, like, Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith are the leads of this movie, does this automatically make them a best actor contender?
Like in a duel, yeah, it'd be for both of them, like, together.
Yes.
Yes.
Dick Wolfer on Grindr. V.
I am, Your Honor.
Oh my gosh, Becky, he's sitting right next to me. Oh my gosh, I'm so wet right now.
Ew.
That sexy Justin Long, oh my gosh. The Bob Films, this is meta. Now, is this movie, this sequel, even more meta than the first Jay and Silent
Bob? I would say yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yup.
Yeah, of course they did.
Are they?
Still make Power Rangers.
But yeah. Power Rangers is still a thing.
Yeah,
I know.
It's going to get big again.
Yeah, I mean, everyone talks about like Law and Order SVU or The Simpsons being on TV as long as it has, but Power Rangers has basically been on forever, and it's never really been it rebooted because it's still the same show continuing on, just with different characters and all that.
Different names.
Yeah, different names.
I mean, isn't Super Sentai still going? So it gives them the footage.
So. Yeah.
What?
I don't know if this is legal.
Is it?
I don't know. Yeah, you dumbass. Silent Bob is a mood.
Yes. I have a feeling this can be our most tame commentary yet because we're all actually invested in the movie.
We I know.
No characters show up this episode right now.
Yeah, no, we just like watching the movie.
Oh, no. Since this is a movie that has a ton of cameos in it, a lot of characters will still pop up anyway.
Are we sure, though?
Yes.
I'll allow it. That movie did suck dick in, asshole.
But, sir, the pod race was still cool.
Oh, we've already got an ad. 9:32.
All right. Oh, yes. This looks like the perfect oven to put my head in.
Jesus.
For real.
Wow.
Hey, sometimes Whoa. We feel like
that. Was dark, even right? for me.
Hey, I liked it. It was good. I liked it.
I've been canceled. Sorry. I'm sick. Leave me alone.
It's cool. That's why I picked a good movie. We're all needing a good laugh.
There's no excuse for being terrible.
There's really oh, think the I one. Care Open about the front Peta. Door.
He'll kick you on the podcast. Get out.
I understood that reference. Don't open. Dead inside.
Cody.
I love Jason Lee so much.
Oh.
Everyone's kind of showing their age on this movie.
Yeah.
Yes.
Did he leave Scientology?
He did.
No. Did he?
No. He did.
Okay.
Yeah.
He did, right?
Yeah. He exited.
Good for him.
Stupid rats. It's poor ball. It's like people barely go to malls anymore. Unless you're in Australia where there's still a ton of people at the mall.
Yeah, in America, they're fucking gone. Like
unless it's Black Friday.
That's racist. But we have one mall in St. Louis that is actually pretty dope, but that's it. But we have outlet malls that are outside.
Yep.
Like the Black Jay and Silent Bob. That's a movie we need to do. Is fucking How High? It's on Tubi.
Hit Redbox and jerk off.
Oh
Nobody taps their phone like
that. I know.
Especially with one finger. Do it like this. Use both your thumbs, Bob.
Sbarro.
I'm disappointed they didn't say Starro. They could have had a comic book reference right there.
They're literally standing in front of comic speed.
I know, but they did say
Starro. There's the references!
Yes. Stop yelling at me, Miles.
I'm yelling at you all I want.
It's almost like this movie is reenacting exactly what the first film was.
Well, so yeah. Don't tell me you guys
have no idea. You're the basis for.
That's the thing, though. Like, this movie, like, some people will think, like, oh, it's just basically doing the same thing. But that's the point. That's the satire there. It's making fun of legacy sequels that are essentially remakes of the films they made before. Except this is at a different angle.
Pretty much true. She described this movie.
I mean, Jason Lee, that's true, but we should say it.
Yeah, but we're not paying for this. We're watching it for free on Tubi.
I mean, that is also true. And we should say it.
No.
They don't?
Who's watched all those movies?
I have.
Oh.
I like them. They're good.
Well, I mean, Colin has an excuse. He has kids, so.
And yes. I've watched them before I had kids. They weren't bad. So. But I'll play along. It's fine.
Hey, this is me on Twitter. Whenever someone badmouths a Marvel movie. I watch those Marvel movies more than I watch Pornhub. I mean, that's true. We should say it.
Bede, stop jerking off to Marvel movies. Get over it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You got to double jack off more to Zack Snyder movies, obviously.
Yes. I mean, I do a literal coxidami whenever I watch a Zack Snyder movie.
It's true.
But in slow motion.
Yes, if you're not doing it in slow motion, it's not very Zack Snyder-y.
Exactly. I'm just trying to see, what is on Brody's shirt?
Stan Lee.
I thought so.
It's me, Stan Lee. I haven't been on the show in a while.
Oh, Stan Lee. I think the last time you were on it was like, I guess your baby Stan Lee was also.
Yes, I was baby Stan Lee. I'm all grown up now.
No.
I don't poop my diapers anymore. Well, I still do, but for another reason, I'm old.
Oh, wait, they're talking about Kevin Smith. So Kevin Smith exists in the world of the viewers universe. So is that me though?
News like, guys.
If Kevin Smith exists in this universe as well, does that mean all the movies he made are a non-viewerskew universe movie? So basically, his first movie would have technically been Jersey Girl.
Maybe
Dad and Cop Out.
Yeah, yes. Jersey Girl, Zack and Miri, Cop Out.
Red State and
Tuscan Yoga Hosers.
Yeah.
Yoga.
Fourth wall breaking. Silent Bob's like, wait a minute. That motherfucker looks very familiar.
That motherfucker's got a head full of hair.
I was going to say, that's totally like. I honestly feel like Kevin Smith has had the John Cena hair transplant because I know for years he had a bald spot, a Friar Tuck look on the back of his head, and he doesn't have.
Dude, John Cena still has that. He hasn't done anything to change it. He just wears
Kevin just Smith's, grows his hair out.
Kevin Smith's bald spot is Schrodinger's bald spot. It's either there, it's equally there and not there anymore because we don't know because he's always wearing the hat.
Yes, exactly.
Chronicon. We should create Chronicon.
Yeah, but then they'll sue us.
They're having it. It's in Chicago this year in America. It's like in August, I think.
Yeah. They should have cast Kevin James as Kevin Smith in this movie. Just to make it even more meta.
That would have been fucking great, yeah. Actually.
Matt.
Colin Batch, why aren't you guys doing this? Meanwhile, at the airport. Oh, it's Wally Shattered. Hi there, welcome to Southwest Airlines. How can I help y'all? It's the American calf. Obscure joke reference right there.
No one watched that.
Marcy, that show bombed so bad in Australia when it premiered at 7:30 on a Sunday night. Nobody watched it, and they basically, after that, put it on at midnight on TV.
I don't know why they bothered showing it.
Exactly. Oh, look, it's my poker buddy.
You play...
Pokey's buddy, I should. Pokey, sorry. Pokey's, I meant to say.
Yeah, but you don't even put coins in the machines anymore.
Yeah, I know.
And when you win, they just give you a thing so you can, like, get your money put on your fucking card later.
Can't book y'all. I like my favorite when I was watching this movie. I think my favorite. Wait a minute. What act? You're from New Jersey. What that accent is that? It's South Jersey, darling.
That's hilarious to me. Oh yeah, they're on the no-fly list. Are you blind as hell?
Wait, problem. That's like that, yeah. Simpsons joke.
They're on the no-fly list. Aren't they terrorists?
About the clit.
The clit.
Damn clit, ruining everything.
God damn it. That thing has ruined my life. Fucking clit.
If you knew where to find it, it's not actually that difficult.
Sometimes it's hard to find, okay? Sometimes you gotta dig with your tongue and you can't find it all the time. All right. It's really hard.
If you go the wrong way, you might actually go south and lick an asshole.
Oh, and you've actually licked an asshole? That shit does not taste like it. Tastes like fucking.
No, I have not, Colin. Listen, I'm just saying.
I don't want to talk about ass right now.
It tastes like pennies and shame. Okay. That's all I'm gonna say.
Well,
I'm gonna assume it tastes like shit.
My man, Ralph Garman.
Not if you eat fruit.
I was going to say, like, the clit is the perfect terrorist organization because they're very hard to find.
Exactly.
And whose fault's that?
Men.
Mine.
I'm going to say this very loud so everyone around me can use my credit card details and put them in their phone and steal all my money.
You don't even need to do that anymore. Some scammer pretends they love you and you just give them everything.
I mean, he does look like the type of person who would believe, like, some kind of cam bot who sent him a friend request on Facebook and he says yes. Like, oh, I'll give you all the money if you want to be my girlfriend. Fred Armisen.
It's a good way to steal an identity.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh.
I would smoke that. That's hilarious to me.
They should sell that at the giant silent bomb secret.
We should sell that at my work. Should.
Do you?
No.
Oh.
You should, though.
We should.
I guess you could say, I guess he is a cock smoker.
That's why it was called Cocksmokers.
Yes. I was waiting for like either the wah 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 or buttum dish sound effect. You have no idea how hard it is to get the smell of shit out of leather. I mean, it just stays there. Really, it's like a ghost. You guys are my two passengers since that big shit.
I'm your driver, by the way, Todd Merkinski. Nice to meet you. Oh, Merkinski. Such a nice guy.
It's up. Did somebody say getting shit out of pleather? Hello, everyone.
No one said anything, man.
Well, I heard Fred Armisen say go, so I had to come in and say hello.
Did you take a shit in his car? What did you do, Toby?
Well, to be fair, Louise and I were in that car one day, and we thought we wanted to try something different, so let me describe
please
it
don't.
All in perfect
graphic detail.
No.
Get out of here, dude.
Toby, I heard that you were working with Louis Lasser in the studio, and you actually have your own theme now.
Oh, I do. I have a new single. I recorded a song, like, during the times when Tamario wasn't busy. I thought, you know, I went up to Louis, even though I'm still angry with him with being the prosecutor in Louise's trial. I said to Louis, I want to release a single. I need to make some money so we can bring back Louise fun. So even though she's on the run at the moment, we could have
a
new trial.
So all proceeds of the song go to bring back Louise fun, right?
Yes, and also to kind of make sure she gets another trial to be proven innocent.
After Louis takes his 97% that's in the contract, so the remaining 0.3% go to the Louis fund, right?
Yes, exactly, okay. Exactly. So I do have a new single, which I do want to play with you. I want to play right now if you guys are interested.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Taking my own, old Toby's back. Creeping like a side cat, feel the hack. He's a ghost with a twist, up to no good. Spraying ectoplasm in the neighborhood. On a 2-bit Tuesday night. Oh, can you feel it? Toby
Matt Damon!
Matt Damon!
You beat me to it. Hearts with pride.
Hi, I'm Matt Damon. I was guilt tripped to be in this movie.
This is dope, Toby.
Oh yeah, we. Did.
I'm just rocking this song, man.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you one thing. That even though I'm a ghost, there was no ghost riding or ghost singing on this song. Take that, Drake and J-Lo.
That's enough of that.
Yes.
Cool song, dude.
Good song, Toby.
The song's already got number one in Lithuania, so I'm very happy about that.
Sweet.
And it's also going to go being released worldwide very soon via Amazon Music.
I've got the song, too! You're not the only one with the song! I am Musical Craven!
You know what, Craven? Craven, I'm still angry with you, and you know what?
Yeah, why? What'd I do?
Yeah, well, you sent Louise on the run, so for that, I'm giving you one of these.
Oh, my eyes! It's in my eyes! It burns!
And I'll give you one of
these! Oh, you son of a bitch!
There, you deserve that, Craven.
How much of that went in my eye? I keep telling you, not the eye!
I'm sorry, Marcy, I didn't mean to have you as collateral damage with,
seriously?
Or collateral spoofage, I should say.
I'm going to play my song.
Fuck.
My song is called Haunted Heart, and it's about how much I hate Louise Lasser.
This sounds like somebody else is singing your song, Craven. I think this is a Millie Vanilli situation.
I think it's Baby Craven singing using one of those.
This is actually Chad who buys porn.
Oh.
Oh. Now, Craven, is it true that this song actually made the top 60 in South Africa that dropped off the following week?
No, man, this song's number one in the Savage Land.
Oh.
This is my solo coming up.
What did say Stampy had about 20 albums?
Oh, he did.
Oh, they're about to get
the album. Oh, man, this is to be shred.
Yep.
I'm so ready.
Oh, no,
you got to pay for that song.
Well, you can get my song for free, which is even better. But anyways, I gotta get going before I decide to ectoplasm all over Craven again, so I'll see you all later. Bye.
You know how hard that is to get it out of letterprint?
If he's giving away a song for free, how are any proceeds going to Louise?
I think he meant like $3. There you go.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's $3
for a song.
It's the good Velma.
Yes.
It's the only Velma I recognize now.
Yes. And she sounds exactly like Velma, so she doesn't even have to change her voice for the role.
Nope.
Vagina.
Jankies.
Exactly. See, Jay's absolutely right. You don't fuck with salad.
Yeah, and women want meat in their mouth. Hello. Why do you think I like sausage so much? Fucking hell.
Again, Kevin Smith, that's not how people type into their phones. Look, it's like this. Hold on. He's old literally
people.
Doing like
old people.
Literally is old people. It's like that. Yeah. Oh, jeez.
He literally just wants actual like eggplant on his thing.
Actually, so yoga hosers is in the view askew.
Oh, it is?
That's Miss McKenzie from Yoga Hosers.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, so you're
gonna have to come with me this way. Wait a minute, does that mean that's the same character from Yoga Hosers? Is this movie they're all
so connected. This is the that ties everything together. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is like the Dark Tower of this universe.
Oh, that explains everything.
Never read The Dark Tower. I don't know if that's accurate.
Oh, it's Dante's cousin, Grant Hicks. It's nice to see he survived Dogma. Oh, she's getting wet just thinking about the weather. Oh.
I love
clearly,
it.
Clearly,
so
not enough
much.
People have seen the Weather Woman movies.
Well, I mean, that is true.
And if you want to hear about it, listen to After Dark with Super Marcy. Ha ha ha. I can self-promote too, bitch.
Well, that is true. We should allow it. It's like I'm in one of Toby and Louise's like wet dreams.
Yes.
It really is, actually.
That's hilarious to me. Let's go.
I'd be mortified if I was the customers in this restaurant.
You'd be really sad that you weren't getting pegged by the hot woman.
Oh, it's Ninja Terminator Tubi.
It totally is.
It is. We should say it. For some reason, Bede, your video. Oh, now your video is showing up again.
Yeah. I think I just went out for a little bit.
So, does the weather like the weather woman like pegs him, right? That was what he was doing. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. I wasn't dreaming that. I'm like, that's totally what that was.
I'm kind of surprised that Justice has a job as a weather woman for the news when she's a convicted felon. For no.
What are you talking
about? 37 guy.
Convicted felons do everything.
Well, that is true. Yeah, you should feel bad, Silent Bob.
Why would you waste the food? Why is he typing like everyone's grandma on the phone?
He's typing like my mum.
Yeah, 100%.
I don't even think my mum types like that.
No, that's how my mom for real types.
Speaking of my mom, she just texts me about a shiny Pokemon she just caught.
Oh. Damn, Justin's doing well. I want to be a weather person now.
Lady, Jay and Silent Bob are at your
Oh no, they want me to be in their sequel. Oh! And they died. The end.
Yep. End of the reboot.
I know I've seen this. I do not remember this at all.
You don't?
Nope.
What the fuck is this?
No.
Oh. Oh, friend zone. A super friend who wants to get back inside the Hall of Justice. Yeah. Okay, sit down. Sometimes I wonder why Bob puts up with Jay's shit.
As he's his best friend.
Yes.
I often wonder why I put up with your shit, Bede, but here we are.
Aww. Right, like me and Gats, I have no idea why he puts up with me.
Well, that is the question. Like, in each of our duo friend groups, who's the Jay and who's the Silent Bob? Obviously, Marcy's the Silent Bob.
I'm the annoyed one, obviously.
I'm Silent Batch.
Silent Batch.
I'm the Jay, of course, out of me and Gats.
Ooh, here's a good question. Who would be the Jay and Silent Bob between Mersh and Freddy?
Mersh would be the silent one.
Freddy would definitely be Jay, just being a fuckwit.
I mean, yes, it is.
What? I'd be like, get me on Mari right now.
Right, get those Mari Povich tests.
Jay, you're the father. We have a kid, a daughter. I have a girl daughter. Why the fuck didn't you tell me,
man? We could have been a family this whole time. A family? Hmm.
You're a fuck up. Nickelhead, but $1 million heart. All you ever needed in life was Silent Bob and a good bag of weed. I mean, that's
all anyone needs in life is a good bag of weed.
Mm-hmm. And a Silent Bob.
And a Silent Bob.
I mean, obviously.
Hence their hetero life mates.
Again?
And you're a lot of fun. But if I'm being honest here, I really don't think you're...
Aww.
Aww, poor Jay. But you're here now. So maybe you should meet the little girl who knocked you out and tied you up. Said her dad took off before she was born, so she'll have no idea you two. I told her that her dad was a deadbeat, so
here he is.
Here he is. Our love child.
Yes. Let's go on Bori. I'm not Jay's daughter. I'm Silent Bob's daughter. Duh.
Because
everyone in Jersey looks like a meth head, apparently.
Yep, possibly. They do. A lot of them in Missouri, too.
You can just see Shadow Elizabeth's just die when she just said that line. Her soul was leaving her body, bringing up that reference. I'm Ted Underhill, and this is my hetero life mate,
Mr. Tane. I got one of those. Mr. Taint.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's true, but we should say it.
Yeah.
That's Pete's favorite movie, isn't it?
Yes. And I know what
how to...
now I know the actions to do it if I ever play charades and have that movie as my movie for that episode. California!
With meth heads from Jersey.
Oh, here's a bit of a obscure joke. In the background, there's a poster called Bussing, which I believe was meant to be a film Kevin Smith was going to make after Clerks set in the restaurant business, but it never happened.
Well, you're the trivia guy. You got to give us trivia.
Well, I mean,
that's what Waiting was. It was Waiting.
Yeah, well, Waiting pretty much became a completely separate thing.
Right, but it was kind of like, I think it was kind of like Waiting.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see. Where is... I mean, why would you need a husband when you could have... why would you need a husband when you could have Rosario Dawson?
Listen, I would be gay for Rosario Dawson, okay?
Reggie, this is Jay of Jay and Silent Bob fame.
Oh my gosh, I've seen that movie. This is Mr. Conquick. Jay wasn't a 32nd man. He was a free second man.
Yup.
We're going on holiday. See you later. Bye.
Bye.
We're chasing out. We're moving out and chasing addresses so you never find this again. Bye.
Bye.
We'll be back for Spokes.
Bye.
tell Billy we went for a pack of cigarettes. We'll never see her again. Bye.
Anyway, they are going for that pack of cigarettes to never return.
Hello. Yes. I know we only just met. We need to go to California.
Mm-hmm.
I hear Colin eating chips.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm trying to go on mute.
Oh,
that's all right. You could be snatched up by some kind of evil movie producer. What if we... Oh, they're packing
heat! Little did you know, you go to Hollywood, you might get scared off by a movie producer, you're going to have to use those knives.
Well, that is true. Just threaten to cut their dicks off.
We know it's like in the last three, his last three movies that he's had to give someone their own Silent Bob kind of like sidekick.
Well, that is true. He's popping it off to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You're not my father. Oh my gosh, Becky, we're with these meth heads.
Ad.
40-36.
Oh. Actually, it's been a while since we had an ad, so.
Mm-hmm.
That's definitely a good thing.
Death! Grandpa, Death. That's a lamp.
Not Grandpa.
Lady, you got flies buzzing around your head. Are you sure you're not a zombie?
Mm.
And if
these
you want
to weird
know,
insurance listen. Ads, 4037.
Oh. And you can hear more about zombies on my solo podcast, Me vs. the Living Dead, which you can listen to on all podcast streamers everywhere via. No. What are you nuts? You can't say strap on in public. The kid. Are you gonna be this fucking annoying the entire trip? Because if so, smoke some of this shit. Holy shit, that's weed. That's right. Where'd you get it? From her. Where'd she get it? She lives on a commune in Oregon where deaf people grow the best weed in the world.
Did somebody say strap-ons and dildos? Hello, everybody.
Oh, no,
it's me.
Mario.
Oh, hello there.
Oh,
Tamario.
Hello, my fellow Italians. Including a
Scooby.
Yes, I am all here because I heard there was strap-ons and dildos in this movie you were watching.
No, they're just talking about them. There hasn't been any physical.
Yeah, no, they're not there.
Oh, I'm a little bit disappointed because I had two like a dildolinis and also strapolinis.
A dildolini. That's hilarious.
You know what a dildolini is? A dildolini is like a regular dildo, but it actually has a pizza on the end of it.
It's got a pizza cutter.
No, you don't want that because you do not want the cutter inside you.
No, you do not want the beep. Why do you say pizza cutter?
I did not say. I said the dildo. You got to be confused, Colin, my best friend.
You need a. How you say? I can't do it. I can't think of stupid sex toys. Come on.
It's that's why you have a beep.
A butt plug.
And that's why it's only 10 milligrams in Ontario. They just ate way too much.
Yes, and also don't forget, you could also get a special weed cigarette that is made out of pesto.
Oh yes, they have your ectoplasm in them, don't they?
Oh yes, I although for me now I am changing it from ectoplasm to ectospoof.
Ectospoof, okay.
Ectospoof, yes, darling. It is a me. Oh look, it's my favorite actors, Method Man and Red Man.
Hmm.
If you haven't seen How High, that's my favorite movie.
Oh After my god, it's so funny.
And also, I also was in this movie because I was also I played the pop smoke in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Because you don't get a real pop, you got actually use ghosts instead of real pop smoke because it's much cheaper.
Mm.
Were you part of the ghost like parties and stuff like that they had since they were smoking that ghost weed?
Oh yes, Toby and I provided them all the ghost of weed, and that's why they're hallucinating right now. But anyways, though, I got to get to go because I got to go make some more ecto spuffolini with some pasta salsa. So I shall talk to you all later. Bye. Ciao. Bye.
It's always nice when he pops in.
Indeed.
He didn't hit us with the pesto sauce.
I know.
Hello, everybody. I'm back. I almost forgot one thing. Sorry. Sorry, I didn't mean to spray my ectospoof, but I shall talk to you all later. Bye. Ciao.
It was coming. Ooh. I knew it. I felt it.
See, Bat, you shouldn't have said anything, then he wouldn't have come back.
At least
it's okay,
this
I got my
worked. Up. It worked this time.
Hard to the ass. Like...
That's how I am after an edible.
I've had an edible.
Ooh, how many millies?
Mm.
Oh, it's a diverse casting.
Very much.
Oh.
Wow. If you were alive during the 90s, you're old.
Yeah, these kids can fuck off.
Exactly. Fucking.
And Back to the Future. This will make everybody feel old. And Back to the Future, Marty McFly went from 1985 to 1956 or 55. 55. Yeah. That's the equivalent if you went from today to 1995.
Yeah, no, that's yeah. I don't approve of this. Neither does anyone else.
Go exactly. Fuck yourself.
See, but isn't that what that Totally Killer movie is kind of about on Amazon, on Prime? Did you guys see that?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Essentially, yeah.
Missouri.
You're going to Missouri. Arr.
That's where I live.
You want to be on my podcast? Mm-hmm. This is what this movie thinks that all podcasters are like.
Aren't we?
We're weird, but that's beside the point.
Wait a minute, where the fuck's the car at?
Now that there are six of us, we need a bigger whip than ride we now have.
Did somebody say whip?
I don't know what's going on. In the middle of
nowhere. Oh my gosh, Becky, they're all... Oh, sorry. Oh my gosh, Stephanie. We are the Stephanies, we're a terrorist organization. And we're all named Stephanie.
Like, how are you, Kevin Smith, in writing this for your daughter?
I think we've all been wondering that the last few movies.
Right?
Mm-hmm. This is Operation Predator Editor, phase one. Millennium takes naked selfies. No, she didn't.
She did. For phase two, Millennium posts selfies on pedophile websites. Peds are us. Ew.
This is gross, and I don't know how I feel about it.
It's Kevin Smith. He's trying to... I don't know. I don't know what he's trying to do there.
Oh, look, look at this superhero. It's Pedo Man.
Yeah, we don't need Pedo Man.
He's actually not a pedophile, I don't think. Turns out he's not.
He's got his ass kicked. If somebody offers you a ride in a van and they have candy, I say take it.
I'm so confused.
I'm pretty sure the actor that was like Doofy from Scary Movie.
Kind of looks like it. I don't know if it was him, but it kind of looks like him.
We interviewed him once.
Yes. And we also forgot to mention earlier, we also met Brian O'Halloran, who plays Dante in this movie.
And I met him too.
And I also met and interviewed Jason Mewes.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Movie just went dark.
Mm-hmm.
Social commentary. Yeah, fuck your brother. Hey, leave Thor alone. Asgard doesn't exist anymore. I like how basically, like, now that Jay knows that he's a dad, he's, like, basically trying to be a dad. It's like, you can't swear. You can't do dirty things. You can't do all the same things I do. That sounds like a bean joke.
It kind of does. You know what they need?
She gets a buzz.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We're vegan, bro.
All of them are vegan.
Bro,
wish I had
bro,
money
it's me.
So I could buy fucking just a massive burger.
Bro, it's me, bro. It's the brosis, bro. I'm back, bro.
Why are you even here, bro?
Well, I heard there's vegans in this movie, bro. Everyone knows that vegans have the demons, bro. Or as I like to call them, the vemons, bro.
Dude, get the fuck off this podcast. You're such a loser.
Well, first of all, bro, don't come crying to me if you have a vemon. Don't come to me if you have a vemon, bro, and you need to get an exercise, bro.
Shut up. You heard Melanie. Listen, shut up.
Well, I'll be back later, bros, but if the demon comes about, bro, you give me a call,
you
right, bros?
You're like a real fucking nerd right now.
Whoa, bro, whoa. Whoa.
Take that,
That is good, quickly.
Ah, the hair gel out of my hair's gone. I gotta get going, bros. Bye, bros.
Fuck, I hate that fucking bro demon dude nerd fuck.
Damn brosicist.
What a fucking nerd.
He's a bro nerd.
He is, and I don't know what's happening in the movie anymore.
I don't know anything about that. I do. I can tell you.
Yes. It's just
talking about how, like, it's just getting dark.
Yes.
About how the girls are sad and
mean
things have happened. And
this movie is
pandering.
It's part of the pandaverse.
It is part of the pandaverse.
It's got all meta, even more so. This is like meta beyond meta. you genital cuff. Her favorite thing in the world. Genital cuff.
What is a genital cuff? I'm gonna have to start using that.
All right, so let me describe you what a genital cuff is in graphic detail.
Hey, if I can't describe a bunch of shit that I talk to you guys about on this podcast, you can't tell me what a genital cuff is.
Don't look that up on Urban Dictionary.
Yes.
That's still a thing. I don't know. I'm fucking old.
Oh my gosh, Stephanie. This guy's talked to me. Shut up, Methany.
Methany.
Foreshadowing. You don't know me. I only know these girls because I'm fucked up just like them.
How are you fucked up? She was in yoga hoses.
that trumps it all. My dad wrote a movie for me. It was so bad. nice that you gave yourself a
I did.
It wasn't that, was that bad. You know what? Well, fuck that, all right? You don't need a father. I didn't grow up with a dad, and look,
I turned out okay. No, you didn't. Wow.
All right, then. Calm down,
that
love.
Was harsh. I mean, that's true, but you shouldn't say it.
I don't know. I feel like she's in the wrong movie.
It's got to have heart now, Marcy.
Yeah.
Oh. Poor Jay.
That's right, Jay.
Uh-oh. There's a gremlin on top of the van.
Oh no!
Oh no! It's just Fred Armisen.
It's cool. Merkin.
It should be Mersh.
I thought he disappeared. What?
He was taken by the cops.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
He gave me a horrible review. Pube to pay.
Beat has a whole collection of merkins.
I mean, that's true, but we're not going to say it out loud on the show. Oh, wait a minute.
I literally just did. Sorry. It's making me hungry.
I want some hater tots as well.
I just want food. Why am I so poor?
We need that van to get to Hollywood.
I saw this when Kevin Smith came to St. Louis and did the reboot tour or whatever.
Mm. Mm.
I've seen this movie like 5 times probably.
Hell yeah.
Oh shit, you guys know whose cameo this is, right?
It's a van.
Nah, you'll see.
Oh. Oh no, it's the Klan. Oh man, it's the fucking Klan. I mean, that's what I said, Jay.
I mean, how convenient they had a car full of multiracial girls just for the KKK.
Chris Jericho.
Yes. It's the learning tree.
I was gonna say it's the hateful learning tree now.
It's the hateful learning tree.
He's got hater tots.
Is he gonna get that gimmick over? I think he will.
Dude, it's I love the learning tree.
It's gonna be so bad and so cringe.
It is the fans the are gonna start liking because it. Of those reasons. He's playing into it so hard and people are hating him and I love it. It's great. We're getting new members of the learning tree. It's good.
Hey.
Let's actually make this a thing that lasts rather than like 2 weeks. Who the fuck are you? About something important. You don't talk. Put that pitchfork down. We keep saying that to the first of all guys, but it didn't work.
No.
Exactly.
That's why they've been banned from the show.
Mm.
Wait a second. He's just doing the entire Alec Baldwin speech from Glenn Ross.
Glenn Ross, yeah.
He literally is. That's how he's distracting him.
Yeah. Oh, Chris Jericho.
That Colin's chair.
Yep.
Yes. Well, hopefully, I'm glad it was Colin's chair and not a fart.
I mean, if you want a fart on the show, you know who to call.
Yes. Yeah. I blame Mersh. Damn it, Geico Kaibu.
Oh.
He just had to make sure we didn't forget him.
Yep.
Yes. Damn Geico Kaibu. Yeah! Oh! They did worse. They threw shit all over them.
It's not nice to compare Ku Klux Klan with New Zealanders. Bloody hell.
They should have just called them sheet fuckers because they're wearing sheets.
Oh, that's a mean joke.
Oh.
59:27. How long is this movie? Fucking hell.
There's only another 45 minutes to go.
Yeah, but I'm in pain.
And another 70 cameos.
Mm. I'm in pain, man. It hurts. Dr. Finley really puts you at ease. Oh, shut up.
Shut up, Dr. Fiddley.
Fuck off with your insurance crap.
Even Freddy agrees.
I know, he's pissed off. He doesn't like it.
Thumbtack.
Why are you staring at me? No. No. You relax.
Freddy is totally the Silent Bob.
Freddy? No.
Freddy?
Bubba, go sit down.
No.
No, this is like under 2 hours a week. You can leave me alone for that, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, hello, baby crazy.
Hey guys, I got a song too.
59:30.
You got a song as well, Baby Craven. What's your
song? Yes, I got the song. It's a diss song from Big.
Oh.
Okay. Cravens gathering, toddler with a mean grin. Tiny trap set, his safari just begins. Sandbox jungles, fiercest hunters still in diapers. Episode of 2B Tuesday, betting no survivors.
Rattle, deadlier
than your rifle. Can't find Baby Craven. Primal psycho. Be
thinking funny, talking flicks and I'm on fire, I got balls. No escape from his drum
and stroller ride medicine. I'm impressed. Podcast crew box switch from mild to full ammo. Tiny boot stomping, rumble in the plate pen. Turn the pot. Past wild catching B in the mayhem. To be Tuesday, Terror, Lil Craven on the prowl. Giggles in the chaos, Baby Hunter growls. Light size minutes in the podcast, forget the rest. Craven's antics slick. Podcast turn safari, Craven's hunt the gun. Baby got the last laugh, ain't nobody dumb. That's me! Everybody's in the recording studio.
Yeah, everyone's recording an album. It's like it's almost like the 2B Tuesday's got a soundtrack album coming out.
That's me. That's my genius idea. It's me, Louis Lasser. I had everybody in the studio. All the characters got their own songs now.
Well, I'm glad that's
yeah.
We're gonna play samples on the podcast this and maybe next week, and then you gotta pay for them. And I'm gonna make so much money off of you.
And how much are you selling the album for, Lewis?
$99.99.
$9.
Oh, that's a lot of nines.
That's a lot of nines. But you know, so you gotta get paid for clicks these days. You know, that's how the kids are. So we gotta find a way to. We got a whole army of bots, and they're gonna make some fake clicks, and they're gonna inflate the prices, everything, and then they're gonna make a lot of money. Which 3% will go to Louise Lasser.
Yes.
Allegedly.
And also, I mean, it's a good thing that Baby Craven was only there to just showcase the song and not try to stab me again.
Oh, no.
I mean,
we wouldn't want that.
Yeah, exactly.
I want that.
Exactly. Come on, me, I'm just jabbing along to this song.
Right?
I want to smoke that big blunt.
It's funny because they're all dressed like Jay and Silent Bob.
Hot topic. Let's go to hot topic.
Isn't that too bright for hot topic? I don't know.
Yes. It needs to be more emo. Oh, it's Adam Brody. Hey Kevin, I have about a 3 hour to come in and star in this movie.
You know, I'm here for the Adam Brody comeback.
Exactly.
The star of Yoga Hosers, Adam Brody.
Yes. Hello, did anyone say Nicolas Cage? Hello,
no.
Everyone.
You haven't been in a Kevin Smith movie yet.
No, I haven't, and I'm very upset with Kevin Smith at the moment because I should have made a cameo in this movie.
You should have had a cameo as Superman in this movie.
I should have, and I'm a little disappointed since he actually is also playing himself.
I want that t-shirt. It's hot.
I'll get it for you, Marcy.
Sweet.
I have that t-shirt. I have the shirt too, Marcy, but instead of Jay and Silent Bob, it has my face over both their bodies.
I mean, that makes sense. It's Nicolas Cage and the clone making out.
Yes, exactly. So, but anyways, I'm disappointed. I mean, Chris Hemsworth had a role in this movie. Why couldn't I?
I don't think you're as pretty as him. No offense.
I mean, I'm more handsome, but that's beside the point, Marcy.
The thing is, Australians are actually very good looking.
I mean, that is very true. That's why I'm playing an Australian in an upcoming movie called The Surfer.
But you don't have an Australian accent, so what's going on there?
Nick Cage doesn't need an Australian accent. The Australian accent is Nick Cage.
Oh. Interesting.
Which sounds like Nick Cage. But anyway, so... I better get going because I'm going to go pester Kevin Smith. Oh, I could have a cameo when he's in this movie. So I'll talk to you all later. Bye. Now, if you're looking for all the big celebrity guest panels, go left. I like how Kevin Smith is just milking this Chris Hemsworth cameo for all it's worth.
Wouldn't you?
I mean, Knowing Chris Hemsworth, not that I know him personally, but knowing what type of person he is, he would have been down to do a cameo in this movie.
Well, we met one Hemsworth.
That is true. We met the older brother, Luke.
Yeah, I was going to say Luke isn't the best known one, but we still met him.
Yes. Where the fuck are you going? We
came to Hollywood. So and I love how I didn't realize he was Luke Hemsworth because I was just lost in his dreamy blue eyes.
I mean, we should have just known just based on that alone.
Mm. Like, who's this handsome man?
Exactly. Yeah, why? I understood that reference.
I did too. That's funny.
But we also need to talk about Kevin.
Yes. Kevin! They should have got Kevin James to cameo in this movie. It would have been a perfect, like punchline to this running gag.
Yeah, like, why didn't he come in this movie?
And I love it it's just a Hollywood Babylon joke.
Exactly. It's reference upon reference and hidden jokes.
Yup.
It's literally what the Tubi Tuesdays movie would be like.
Exactly. Now, Marcy, how do we tie this back to Love a Ghost?
Well, Silent Bob read the book version.
Yes.
But it was the actual book version that had words in it, not the blank pages that I can't remember if it was Louise Lasser was reading.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
See? Works out.
And also, this
Silent Bob read the actual book and jerked off to it.
And also, the film adaptation is being shot at the same location as the the Blunt Man and Chronic reboot.
Mm, yeah,
because they also shot it at Chronic Cod.
Mm. This scene gets me every time.
No, stop trying to make us cry, Kevin Smith.
No, that's not what I'm here for.
And stop trying to make me cry. Trying to make me cry during Clerks 3, you bastard.
Don't make me feel feelings. We saw what happened when you made Craven feel feelings.
Exactly.
Mm. That wasn't good for anyone.
Bad things happen on this podcast when people feel feelings.
Yeah, it's not a good thing.
It's Batman!
I was going to say that.
Sorry, Buzzy. I'll give you all credit to it.
Hey, he's one of my favorite Batmen. I'm just going to say, Batman Brave and the Bold is an underrated Batman series.
Yes. And I know what your particular favorite episode is.
It is the musical episode. Nothing beats that episode.
I also got to recommend people check out Scooby-Doo meets Batman the Brave and the Bold. That was actually a good movie.
Yes.
Keith Coogan from Toy Soldiers. Don't tell mom the babysitter's dad's Keith Coogan. Now you know who he is, people.
Just in case you didn't recognize him.
I mean, he has changed a lot in, like, over 34 years.
Don't make us feel older than we are.
I'm sorry.
That was so obvious!
Yes. Damn all these people looking like us.
Isn't that Kev's mom?
Yes.
That's Brian Quinn.
Oh, it's Jason Biggs and James Vanderbeek. You happy now, TMZ? TMZ's not even here. And who's directing this
shit? I'm surprised anyone knows who they are anymore.
We do.
Yeah, we do, because we're old as fuck.
Exactly. He's Dawson and he's the pie fucker.
That's right.
Yeah, that's his mom.
Yes.
That's cute. I mean, even though they're talking about sucking dicks and stuff.
Yes. Vander bitch. He could be talking about anyone.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fucking circus seal.
Yes. Oh, it's comic book man. This has just gone way too meta for its own good.
That show so much.
I just enjoy watching it.
Oh, it's the Clerks 25th anniversary panel.
Why are they in black and white? What?
Why are they in black and white?
It's timeless Tony Storm's gimmick all over again.
Yes.
This has gone even beyond meta. This is the meta beyond meta beyond meta.
It really is.
Oh, not gonna lie, I cried in theaters because I met their friends again.
Yeah.
Yes. It's that guy from Shakespeare in Love.
Yeah.
You mean it's the guy that was the bomb in Phantom's God?
They've changed that now. But Affleck's the bomb as Batman, yo. There we go. Gotta stop. Damn, Kevin James.
Just shut up.
Okay. Sorry.
Your jokes are really lame. You shouldn't be scared.
Oh, they're hugging it out.
What does he look like if he's had so much fucking plastic surgery?
Because he probably has.
But he doesn't normally look like that.
Well, I mean, I know he was going through personal stuff at the time, so maybe that might have had something to do with it. Yeah. I think I read somewhere that originally I think in this scene. Okay, I think there is. Oh, it's hi. Awesome.
Oh.
I wonder if Kevin regrets every day. Maybe I should have just stuck with Joey Lauren. Joey Lauren.
Right?
She's just got better with age. She still looks the same.
Mm hmm.
She's still got the voice.
Yeah. Also, according to trivia, Kevin Smith claimed that Stan Lee was originally meant to play a pivotal role in the film's third act. Unfortunately, Lee passed away before any of these scenes could be filmed. After some rewrites, Smith revealed that the film would contain a tribute to Lee, but also, let me find the one. Okay. This is Kevin Smith and Ben Affleck's first collaboration since Clerks 2. They had a falling out. In 2019, Ben Affleck
Garner.
Mm-hmm. was triple frontier, and would indicate he had not been contacted about this sequel, but he would be available if asked. Kevin reached out to Affleck, and they started their reunion. Was emotional and brought back a massive missing piece in my heart. And Smith called the scene one of the best bits of cinema I have ever been involved with. It's absolutely magical, life-affirming, and all things I care about now post-heart attack. Don't you just love it when friendships just get back together, when friends get back together?
Yeah.
So in a way, I like how basically it's like, even though, Holden and Alyssa are a couple anymore, like they are co-parents of a child together.
Yeah.
That's Jason Mewes's daughter. That's one of the triggers.
Yep. Yep.
Aww! Aww.
Damn movie making me cry.
Aww. Yeah, I'm getting teary too. Yeah,
it's
kind
of amazing. It's kind of amazing. Like between this movie and Clerks 3, like since his heart attack, Kevin Smith is like, I guess, puts more of his emotions on his sleeve when it comes to his movies. Did somebody say balls?
Yep.
No. And then cancelled after one season.
Wait, what?
Netflix is making Holden's comic Chasing Amy into a TV show, so it's going to get cancelled after one season.
Yeah. Are they really? Fucking hell.
I mean, in the movie, yes.
I mean, in Bruce real Wade. Life.
He's talking about Bruce Wade. He is
That's
Bruce Wade.
That's not happening in real life, though.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Meta joke.
It was Mothra, right?
Safe word is Martha.
The safe word is the safe word is Raiders. No, Ben Affleck didn't have to go hard in this scene, but we appreciate it. Now, can Ben Affleck be a Best Supporting Actor nominee for this?
Yes, yes.
Nominated. I think we just lump the movie as Best Supporting Actor because there's so many, like, roles in it.
Like, everyone in...
Best cameo.
Yes. Mm. Everyone, all the male actors in... Jay and Silent Bob reboot for supporting actor and all the female actors for supporting actress. Actually, I would even say Harley Quinn Smith could be a supporting actress nominee contender as well, just saying.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she's already a best leading actress nominee from last year, so it kind of counts. I'm gonna change all my legal documents to Dad.
Hey, that's a terrible joke.
But there's no rim shot, so I or but I'm due, so I'm gonna say it. I'm successful.
Mm. Why do they need like? Oh yeah, they have all those other people. Oh fuck off with your bullshit. This is fucking B just promoting himself. Like, fuck off, Ben Affleck. Bede, how many references to your own podcast can you make in a sentence? Oh, wait, the phone's ringing. Hello?
I'm not answering the phone.
Hello?
Oh, God, it's me, Louise Lasser. How are you?
Louise, where are you this week?
Oh, hotties, sweethearts, hotties, honey balls, darlings, dolls, stunning, excellent, spoof, darling, sweetheart. First of all, I have to tell you, now, last week I was on that spaceship with the aliens from Voyage of the Rock Aliens. They were going to take me to their planet. But the thing is, though, I'm back on Earth because they realized that I don't actually have any singing ability, so they just dropped me back on Earth.
Well, did you tell him to contact Craven? Because he's musical now.
Yes. They listened to Craven's song and they thought it was junk, so they decided not to bring him on.
How dare them!
Although they did ask my son, Baby Craven, if they wanted to join their band.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so yes, I'm still in hiding. I'm actually hiding in the most perfect place that nobody's ever going to find me.
Where's that?
Oh, I'm hiding in a cinema that's showing the movie Glitter, so I'm hiding it there at the moment.
But nobody would be in there. They can find you.
Exactly, honey. No one's going to find me because nobody wants to watch that movie. That's why I'm hiding out in here. But also, don't tell the FBI where I am.
No, we won't tell that French detective either.
I don't know what happened to him, but I think he's still looking at you.
He died, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
He died, remember?
Let's just say he
faked his death.
No faking death.
Okay, well, anyway, I thought...
It means he's a ghost in the other world. I'm trying to keep his character alive.
He's a French ghost. It's like French toast.
He's a French ghost who loves French toast.
Yes. Oh, look, it's Supergirl.
Hi, Supergirl.
And it's Val Kilmer. Oh, hunky Val Kilmer. But anyways, though.
Someone I've met also.
Yes, it's always that Bean guy, straightly. But he's like...
He disappears when you come on because he's so scared of you.
I mean, he is, but that's beside the point, honeys. But anyways, I still gotta go on the run, because I still gotta find the proof that'll exonerate me from killing Craven, which I didn't do. So, and believe me, when you find out the truth, it's gonna be an absolute bombshell. You're not even gonna believe it.
Louise, we know the truth. We heard the tape. We were there at the podcast.
Yep. Oh, believe me, that's only just the tip of the iceberg, honey. Anyways, I gotta get going. I'm gonna watch the rest of this movie, Glitter, because this is a wonderful movie, by the way. I don't know why nobody wants to see it. So anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Glitter, honey, with Mariah Carey.
Sorry.
That was my sister's favorite movie growing up.
Oh, so she's the only one other person who saw it, too. But anyways, I'll talk to you all later. Oh, it's Tommy Chalk.
Yeah.
He's officially a 2B Achievement 2024 nominee.
Oh, he is.
That counts.
Exactly. But anyways, I'll get going because I got to watch this movie. And you can enjoy your movie. And I'll talk to you all day later. Bye.
I gotta say, like, our 2B Achievement Award nominees list is growing this year. And I'll say this, though. Like, if there was a Blood Man and Chronic movie, it probably would act exactly like this. They're just getting really high, just talking about random shit, not doing anything.
It would like literally this be this podcast, yeah.
I was gonna say.
Literally.
First of all, I just want to say that me and my brother were in Lewis's recording studio. We may have our own song, too. Oh, yes, 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 exactly. We have our own song, and it's a great one, and I know you're all going to enjoy it. And believe me, he's going to put it, because we know that Louise is innocent. And
yes, Louise is innocent. All proceeds, well, 30% proceeds go to Louise Lasser, Save Louise Fund.
Exactly. So here's our song that's going to go number one in Paraguay. Yes, in Paraguay.
It's called First of All. It's about us.
First of all, let me tell you about Joe and Jack. Two loudmouth boys always on the attack.
It actually sounds like they sung it without megaphones.
Oh, they wouldn't allow our megaphones in the studio.
Says, keep your eyes open, don't be old folks. Joe swears they hide truth in plain sight. Aliens and shadows vanishing in the night. First of all, they holler loud.
Not bad.
We're here to pull the wool, open up your ears. Carrying the truth in a megaphone string, living in a haste, chasing the wildest dream.
And
think the earth ain't round.
Yeah, that's enough of that. Like, if you want to hear the song, you can buy it to save Louise.
Yes. Me and my John Cena hair are going to go backstage.
Yes. See, no bald spot. There was no bald spot there.
There is no bald spot. I'm telling you, it's a wig.
Oh.
Oh, man. Shit.
Oh, man.
1 hour, 22:42, 41.
We're almost there. It's right.
What does everybody want?
Oh.
This ad to go.
I'm sick of these fucking insurance ads. Fuck.
What?
Are you fading?
I'm fading, bro. Fading hard.
Oh, did somebody say faded? It's me and
Connors. It's Brock Connors.
Oh, hello, Brock everyone. Connors. Oh, it's nice to be back on the show. I missed all you fellas. And also, my wife, Betsy, had a great time when she was on the show as well, so that she loved it. Oh! Oh, geez. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, my back hair fell off. It just slid off.
That's really random.
That's just random. Like,
we're back. Yeah, 1 hour, 22:42. Go.
Yeah, it's my skin, so I'm going to have to, like, staple that back on. So give me 1 second.
Nice little George Carlin cameo right there.
Oh, yes. I mean it. Oh, geez. Oh, geez. Oh, there go. Oh, there goes half my face. Half my face is gone.
Oh, no. Wait, what?
But anyways, though, I just want to come in because I was actually Kevin Smith's stunt double in this movie.
Yeah.
I did all the pot smoking and all the innuendos with the hands, so it was all me, and they used AI to cover
my face with Kevin Smith's face.
Hey, that's she stole that move from Baby Craven. That was when she used to choke Pete out like a couple episodes ago.
I mean, that's true. And I had to learn that from Baby Craven because Baby Craven was actually a fight choreographer on this move. Oh,
geez.
Oh, there's a giant hole in my stomach. And oh, look, it's Shannon Elizabeth's ex-husband. Real life ex-husband. That ain't a joke. But anyways, unlike him, me and my wife Betsy are still very much married after 700 years. Love that woman. She's the greatest stunt woman I've ever met.
And is it true that you two are the ones that have been giving these geese guns and training to shoot?
Well, I mean, we were training them for the next John Wick movie or the... Oh, actually, they wanted to star in a duck spinoff called John Quack, but unfortunately that fell apart when they shot.
And we all thought it was Craven arming these guns, but it was the fucking Connors.
Yeah, exactly. So... I'm sorry about that with the ducks. I apologize. I'll make sure.
Oh, big geese, not ducks, old man.
Oh, well, you know, it's confusing. Well, see, here's the thing. You don't actually get geese for your movie. You get ducks and disguise them as geese because everyone knows that geese are way too, like, expensive to film for a movie.
Yeah.
What is happening right now?
We find out that she's actually a terrorist. Anyway, though, I gotta get going because I gotta go star in the next Tom Cruise movie because if you see him, he's starting to get a little too old. So he needs somebody to help him out with all the action set pieces. That's why they hired me to do that. And oh, she's a sexy Annie. Anyways,
she's a total sexy Annie.
Oh, my boulder fell off. Oh, well.
Oh, mine too.
She fucking just ripped off Anastasia's whole gimmick.
She really did. Mind you, I better go staple my dick back on, so I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
I think that's where he gets all his parts from.
I think so. That probably is like what Brock Connors looks like now. He's made out of metal. Mm. Oh, wait a minute. She's Russian.
I just said she stole Anastasia's whole gimmick.
Yes. Sexy Russian Anastasia knockoff.
Mm-hmm.
I will talk with a Russian accent.
She ain't got nothing on Anastasia, I'm just telling you.
We should have never picked a Kevin Smith movie. I smoked way too much weed today.
The problem is we need to pick a movie that's under 90 minutes.
Yes.
I mean, to be fair, Colin, that's pretty much you every episode.
Yeah. I'm fading too, and I'm not that fucked up.
See, this is why I don't get... I'm sick, and I'm not even high, and I'm full of energy at the moment.
I'm in it.
Yes.
I don't know what's wrong with you, though.
I like how basically...
Oh, it means frozen.
Carla's face is a pinky out for you.
Yep.
You did do this. I'm from Russia. This is my Russian accent.
With moose and squirrel.
Yes.
Get rid of the fakers. This is bullshit.
Oh, Anastasia. Anastasia is in the studio.
It's Anastasia, Russian comrade.
I'm going to call you Anastasia because it's funny.
Shit.
No, Anastasia is a different person altogether.
Okay.
Colin almost... Now, Anastasia, did you almost make Colin fall off his chair?
Yeah, yes. For real. Shit.
Because he likes my squirrel.
Did you roofie Colin?
Yes. No, that was Anastasia. She roofied Colin.
Interesting.
I say, sir...
Oh, it's Anastasia.
I will feed Colin.
Ed Murch agrees.
Yes.
I say Murch does agree. I gotta go practice to play in Knives Out 3.
Oh, okay. Wow, I didn't realize Anastasia was the inspiration for Daniel Craig's voice in that movie.
Absolutely.
In this franchise, I should.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Ew.
I mean, that's the same thing.
Look at these French Canadians.
That's taken too long.
Cosplay cocks. Hey, I'm 25 years old.
That's a Jay's a hard Canadian 30 in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, literally. Oh yeah, right.
Okay.
Is that Brock Connors coming through the front door?
Nah.
That's Baby Craven coming through the door.
Yeah, I'd believe that, actually.
Actually, you know what? That is absolutely true. That's what Baby Craven does all the time when he tries to visit me, is try to knock yes. down my door while yes. screaming, "Hey, Bean!
Hey, Bean!"
Hetero life, mate. Since he's a robot, he should be stereo life, mate. There we go.
It's a Robert Downey Jr.
Are we sure that's not the Iron Giant costume?
It is. That's the Iron Giant you get at home.
Yes. That's what happened when the Iron Giant in the first Iron Man suit fucked and had a baby.
That is actually no. That's the spawn of Hector and Martha the robot.
Oh my!
It is.
That's Hector and Martha's son, Silent Bot.
Silent Bot.
Jay's gonna fuck everyone in this room. Especially Kevin Smith. Most weed movie ever. And they died.
It's funny that everyone just gets so fucked up and like we just be standing there like, yeah, this is good shit, man.
I like how this is basically the most weed movie ever, and now Kevin Smith doesn't even smoke weed anymore.
I know.
Why don't we have podcast recording devices like that?
Because they're actually KGB Sonic something.
Technically, right. Anastasia has one.
Mm.
Yes.
She talking, she's the silent one, you know. That's
yes.
You gotta...
They're going to run this. Yes. And also, they're going to have their own spinoff coming soon to Netflix.
I mean, I'd be all right with that.
And then it ends after one season. Because everything ends after one season on Netflix.
It gets canceled after 3 episodes. It doesn't even make the whole season.
See, this is why you should always make a mini series for Netflix, not a multi season show. Mike Flanagan had that idea.
When you do like limited series, then they're like, no, we need more.
That's why you make it into an anthology.
Yeah, that's how you get them.
Yeah, we don't even get the actual ending. It's like we ran out of budget.
Mm-hmm.
We spent most of our money on the cameos.
They skipped the entire ending?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Haven't you seen this before?
Yeah, but I wasn't paying attention.
Now listen, dearie, if you want to be just like Dad, you have to like you got to sell blunts up against the Quick Stop.
Yep.
No, poor Millie.
To be fair, she's not Like, she's not a bad actress. She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine at this. She's good at this, actually.
So why would you be so... Like, how much do you hate your daughter that you make yoga hoses for her?
Wow.
That's mean, man.
That is mean. That is harsh, Buzzy.
I didn't do it. Kevin Smith did it.
I mean, that's true, but we shouldn't say it.
Well, someone should say it.
Well, we're gonna play the drugs. That's why. That's why he doesn't smoke anymore.
Poor Harley Quinn Smith. She didn't deserve that movie.
I could have been in better movies like this one or Clerks 3. And so, oh yeah, we also spent most of our budget on getting this Pearl Jam song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again, it's like all that work for just putting in an emoji.
Isn't that how long it takes you to like just type one word on your phone?
I mean, I'm not going to confirm or deny that.
And you still misspell words and leave words out. I'm not saying I'm not guilty of that. I am, but it just does it more.
I mean,
yeah, but it's funnier to make fun of B doing it.
Percy,
fuck off! One time. One that's fucking time.
That's an in-joke between me and Marcy. And you won't
I went
get
to write perfect. It auto-corrected it to Percy. That's not my fault. That's my phone.
And every time that happens, I just send Marcy a picture of Michael Fassbender and Magneto. Instead of saying perfection, it's Percy. Oh my
God, yeah, and literally you made a mistake even trying to do that once.
I know.
It was literally the other night and it was so funny. You were making fun of me for spelling something wrong and then you did it so bad.
Now that we finished the reboot of this movie, let's talk about the first movie.
Yes.
Let's talk about how Redbox produced The Fanatic.
Oh my gosh, it is Redbox. Redbox and jerk off.
Where the fuck do they find a Redbox?
This movie is already dated by having Redbox there.
And he was supposed to
be. This might be my favorite movie we've done so far this year on the show.
This one?
Yep.
It's a good movie.
It wasn't even supposed to work today.
Here are all the caveats of this movie.
Yes.
In alphabetical order.
Literally, every single cameo is nominated for an award.
I like how
even the comic book men.
Right.
They're just credit. Matt they're going to be credited. They're going to be credited like us on OnlyFags. That's the To Be Tuesdays podcast.
Right.
You know what? Shannon Elizabeth aged really nice.
She did.
She looks really good.
And her ex-husband looks like he's about 70 years old.
I know. What the fuck?
I just want to know how he hooked up with her. That's what I want to know.
I'm just enjoying the.
You know who wasn't in this movie that I always thought was strange? Scott Mosier wasn't in this movie.
He was doing the Grinch. He was doing the Grinch at the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would make sense because he was busy doing that.
Yeah, he directed the Grinch, so.
But he did appear in Clerks 3, so.
Did he? Yeah, he did. He did. He did. Yeah.
Did he though? I don't think he did.
He did at the end of Clerks 3. He's like, is he walking out of the store?
I believe so. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know his character. I think he reprised his role from Clerks. You know, the guy like, yeah, man.
Willem.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's dead. Another person I met from this movie.
Wow, that's a sight you'll never see anymore. Kevin Smith that big.
Yeah, but is it that he was big or he just wore really humongous clothes?
No, I think it's because he was that big.
He was
but it made him look bigger than he was. I'm positive.
Yeah. How do I get That's why he wore like hockey guernseys, because it was basically the type of clothes that were able to fit him.
But yeah, they are comfy. It's
very obvious. I always wanted that one. I never got one. I always wanted one. And they make him look bigger. One.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Oh, I miss Stan.
Yeah. Stan Lee is the best.
R.I.P.
Now we got deleted scenes from the movie. Botanical BFF. This is from Melbourne. Melbourne, California. Melbourne, Florida? No, Melbourne, Australia.
Literally.
Shout out to our friend Lance of The Horror Returns for that one, because he lives in Melbourne, Florida now. Oh my gosh, Becky, I'm back in the movie. And also, I forgot to say, I'm Stephanie.
Why do you keep saying Becky?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Stephanie. I didn't mean to.
It's Stephanie!
My friends are either Stephanie or Becky.
Stephanie!
Stephanie. This is why the Blu-ray doesn't have a deleted scene section, because they're all in the end credits of this movie.
That is true. That is true.
So we're sitting through like 6 minutes of.
Yeah, because there's one.
This time.
There's an after the scene credit that actually answers one of the biggest questions of the franchise.
And what's the question?
Who keeps putting the gum in the locks at the shutters at the quick stop?
And who was it?
Jay Silent Bob,
yeah.
Obviously, like, why wouldn't you just know that automatically?
I did it.
Why would you never just even, like, think that was the case?
You did it once, you asshole.
Yeah, but that's because I'm stupid. Thanks for asking. That looks like the type of costume I would make and put on this show.
Probably.
Yeah.
Hey, that's offensive to me. Well, she called me a fucking idiot.
Yeah, but is she wrong?
I mean, we shouldn't say it. Hey, it's those two kids from the first movie.
Yeah.
All grown up and less hair. And started selling it and took business from you. Weed millionaires. I want to be a weed millionaire. I mean, that's true.
I mean, it was really true.
Hey, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
Hilarious.
Robert Kirkman. Nipple cripple. Affleck's joking about himself. It's even more better.
Dude, it's only in the Phantoms. You can't change it. Fuck off.
Oh, it's Kevin Smith still milking that Chris Hemsworth cameo. I like how basically, like, Chris Hemsworth's, like, since he's the hologram, he's not even looking at anyone. He's just, like, looking over them.
Yeah.
But I am in this movie, so shut up. I'm a hypocrite. Leave me alone.
He does have like 37 franchises. He knows.
Exactly. Let's name them all. I have some chocolate.
I need some chocolate.
I'd like some chocolate. Instead of that having like being weed chocolate, it should be like laxatives chocolate.
And then it like recreates the scene from Dumb and Dumber.
I mean, don't lie. Has anyone ever hilarious. Accidentally ate chocolate and it turned out to be a laxative?
Nope.
Really? Come on. Everyone's done that, I'm sure.
Well, I haven't yet, but there's still time.
There's still a possibility.
Which we're gonna cut from the movie. Kevin Smith loves his fans.
Yeah.
Colin, you need to have a cameo in a Kevin Smith movie.
That would be so tight. Get me to go do the new Jane Silent Bob movie.
Whoa!
Wow, Kevin Smith like blames his own daughter for yoga hoses.
That's so mean. It's not her fault.
Exactly. Oh, here we go. Here's the answer. He's gonna die in the next movie.
That's mean.
I can't watch that movie, by the way. I'll never watch three ever again. Never.
Yeah, I know. It's very sad.
I watched it at my bachelor party. We went to the theater to see it for my bachelor party.
And you had no idea, too, didn't you?
No, I knew going in. I knew going in.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the end of that movie.
Chips.
That was the end of Jay and Silent Bob Reboot.
God, that was a long movie.
It was, Colin. This is what I'm telling you. Don't pick long movies. We don't have the attention span for that on this podcast.
I mean,
It was Batch's favorite movie so far this year. So,
yes.
I'm not complaining. I enjoyed that.
It was good. I liked it.
I actually really liked the movie. I think it's really like completely up its own ass, and I love it.
It's very heartwarming, too. I like
it. Does
that.
Have those nice
I like
moments.
The heartwarming moments. Like,
yeah,
I like that.
And, I am brain dead. Can you let everyone know where they can find all of us? Because I can't think right now.
Alrighty. Well, if people want to find all things The Super Network, you can find that at our website, thesupermarcy.com. And you can also find us on Twitter under SM_The Super Network. Also, you can find us on Blue Sky under SM The Super Network. And also find us on Facebook under The Super Network. And of course, you can listen to this show and all our other podcasts on the Super Network, on all podcast streamers everywhere. And also, if you want to follow me personally, you can follow me on Twitter, Blue Sky Letterboxd, under B Jermaine. And of course, you can find all my work at supermarcy.com, and as well as listen to my solo podcast, Bean vs. the Living Dead, and as well as its spin-off show, Bean and Steve vs. Care Crystal Lake, on all podcast streamers everywhere. And Marcy, where can people find you on the internet?
Thanks for that. I thought you were just going to say, and you can find Marcy.
Yes.
At Super Marcy on all the socials. Find me there, say hello, whatever. Suggest a Tubi movie and I'll be like, dude, we've already done it. Listen to our show more. Exactly. And I'm super_Marcy on Letterboxd. And you can see every single movie we've done on the Tubi Tuesdays podcast in my list that I keep on Letterboxd. And you can find out what we're doing ahead of time because I log them as we watch them. And I don't know what else. Yeah, that's it. Bye.
I think that's pretty much it.
That's pretty much it. And just subscribe to Tubi Tuesdays, like, share, listen, all that good stuff. Yeah.
Exactly. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this week?
You can find me every Tuesday on Webtales, the Spider-Man podcast, part of the Pop4D network, where we recap classic issues of The Amazing Spider-Man from the beginning to the present day. Follow Pop4D on Facebook and follow me on Batch Pop4D on my X and socials.
Hell yeah.
Nice. And Colin, where can people find you on the internet this week?
Nowhere. Just nowhere. I don't want to be found. Leave me alone, people.
Don't leave him alone.
Leave me alone.
No.
If you want to find me, do a quick Goog.
You'll figure it out.
Do a quick goog.
I'm high. I just want to go lay down. So
that's fair enough.
Well, yeah, so that is it for this week's episode of the 2B Tuesdays podcast. We hope you enjoyed this one, and we'll be back next Tuesday for our Patreon subscriber pick episode. So stay tuned for that next Tuesday, everyone, and we'll see you all then. See you, everybody. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Snoogans.
It's really sweet. Laugh along, tell a friend. To be Tuesday never ever ends.